Hey, it's Brianna Bell. Welcome to It's Black and White. Okay, I'm gonna jump right into this. As you guys can see, the title, God is saying be selfish. It is time that you decide to be selfish, okay? This word is not for people who are already selfish and self-centered and never consider other people. No, this word is not for you. If you struggle with that, most likely your word is stop being selfish. No, this word is for those who are constantly putting people first, you constantly do for other people, and you really don't do enough for yourself, right? A test to kind of expose if this is you or not is, how do you feel whenever it is time to do something for yourself? Do you feel selfish? Do you, in the middle of you doing something for yourself, do you think about doing for others? Like, it's this constant giving. And the Lord has literally been dealing with me even with that, because that's all I do is give. But sometimes giving too much is just giving too much. Right, is the reason why we're doing that. And so the Lord was ministering to me, and he was like, I don't even make you do that much. You know, what is the root of it is, like, you just want people to love you and appreciate you, right? You're buying people, right? I'm listening out for the baby, but you're buying people, right? In a fear that people aren't going to just like you and accept you for just you. Or the fear that people are going to reject you if you say no. Or if you don't. Right? God, I'm telling you, there's been in every relationship, in every form, all these different relationships that I've had with people, it's the same common denominator where I have overextended myself. Right? And we get to this point where we're frustrated and we're bitter because we look for that from them. Like, we are betting on, if I do all this for you, you're going to do all this for me. That's the investment we make. And then we get frustrated and hurt and feel rejected when it doesn't happen. When a lot of times, if that's you, I won't even get into the worldly terms of like, like empaths and narcissists and stuff like that, because God is kind of navigating my attention not to focus on that so much, but just seeing a thing for what it is. And I think when we come across, like, because we are naturally givers, we will come across people who are takers, you know what I mean? And so I think, and that is just the system we have. We give and they take, we give and they take. And it's like, let's be accountable and say, like, we just messed up for not knowing, right? And so now, like I said in the last word, now that God is, like, cleansing your circle out, and he's going to bring people that are like you. But the only way he can bring people that are like you is when you are healed, when you love yourself, when you know your worth and stuff like that. So I feel like in this season, that is what God is doing right now. This is literally a miracle. Okay, this is finally, like, we've been praying and waiting for God to show us something, right? Whether it be finances or whatever, tangible things. But this is even better, because when God does this in you, when he transforms you, you're going to attract those types of people. Because think about it, the only reason why you attracted the other type of people, the negative type of people, the people who literally would not serve you, was because of your brokenness, because of you being unaware of how things should be, because maybe you were taught wrong that, you know, I think for me in my household, I just, like I said in my book, I was glorified and I felt loved and I had all this attention when I did right. So that's what the formula was. If I do this, if I keep making good grades, then I will be loved and I will be accepted. That's not even how it works in God's kingdom. You know, that's because, look, I feel like a lot of us were raised like that, especially in Black households. For some reason, I feel like we were all raised similarly. Like, I'm telling you, down to having like a junk drawer, a bag drawer, we collect bags and stuff like that. I was watching this TikTok, I guess. And this person was like, guess where the junk drawer is? And I already knew where it was. I've never been in this person's. I don't even know who this person is. And I thought it was so bizarre that I'm like, we all had the same thing. How many of us play house? Okay. And realizing that playing house was actually a door that the enemy opened or used to expose us to sex early. Right? Like, it's incest, right? I don't think any kid any kid should play house ever. Never, right? Because our understanding at that age was, why did we even know that? Why did we even knew that playing house meant mommy and daddy were supposed to do stuff we shouldn't be doing? I don't know. But I know that y'all know what I'm talking about. But the whole point that I was making was that the upbringing, it was wrong. And look, no shade to mom and dad, grandma, grandpa, no shade. It's just when you know better, you do better. Right? If they knew better and they decided not to, then yeah, that is wrong. But chances are they just didn't know. I feel like cycles and traditions and upbringings and mindsets, those things get passed down. And I know that I'm speaking to a generation that are the breakers, right? I just saw a post that said it ran in her family until it ran into her. Whew, chills on that one, right? It ran in the family until it ran into her. And I feel like you too, bro, like him, her, whoever, it ran in the family until it ran into you. And so that's why we have experienced so much grief, so much loss, so much warfare, so much heartbreak, because they just didn't do it. Those before us didn't do it. We see this in the book of, I think it's Numbers. It's not Numbers. Wait, is it Numbers or Exodus? Why am I thinking about Numbers? I think it's Exodus and then Joshua. Y'all don't quote me, but we're talking about the story where the Israelites left Egypt and they had an opportunity to change. God literally gave them a door, like, hey, and they were like, nah. So I feel like for our families, it was just hard. And to be honest with you, I don't blame my family. I don't blame my mom and my dad for not doing the better thing for us. They did what was comfortable. They did what made sense to them. They did what I would do if I just didn't make that choice. I think it just comes down to choice. I'm gonna still do it when it's hard. You know what I mean? I think it's a hard thing. But anyway, so back to what I was saying, whatever the reasons are for why you are the way that you are, God is pruning you from that right now. If you need to go on a fast, go on a fast. Okay. But let the Lord literally work this out of you, because this also cannot come into your new, right? Because if you're still thinking like, it's like I said, if you still think this way or feel this way, you're going to attract the same people. Takers. You don't want to attract that. So you have to get into this place where you are comfortable with you. Hold on, let me check on this boy. So yeah, you have to start putting yourself first and valuing yourself. When you value yourself, people, you will attract people who will value you as well. It's when we don't, and that's something that I've learned. Pretty much a lot of the people that I've ever been friends with or who's ever been in my circle, we all had the same like issues, right? That was a common ground of being broken, being used, like those types of things, right? I don't know if this is true or not, but I was wondering, right? Every person who has a Jezebel spirit also has an Ahab spirit. Because what I've noticed even within myself was, depending on who you're around, if at the time, like, it's always a rank thing when it comes to Jezebel and Ahab. So say, for example, when I'm around such and such, I'm an Ahab. I'm just doing all this stuff for them. I am pretty much letting them run stuff. I'm quiet. I let them run it. Like, they have the control. They have the upper hand. And then when I'm with someone who isn't as high ranked in my Jezebel spirit or mindset and behavior, then I mistreat them and I run them. Like, it's this constant control or be controlled thing. Like, I don't know. I haven't sat and really processed through that, but that was just something I've thought about. And I literally had to repent from operating as a Jezebel, for moving as a Jezebel, even with it being a learned behavior. I didn't know that. I didn't know I was operating in witchcraft. So anyway, before I veer off, the point is, you may be in this position because you just simply didn't know. But now God is making you aware. And as scary as it seems, as weird as it feels, this is a good thing for you. God is saying, put yourself first. Buy that thing for yourself, right? Every time you get money, you spend it off on somebody else. Even like us moms, we do that all the time. We feel guilty for even treating ourselves. Like me, I'll do my own nails. I do my own eyelashes. I do my own hair, right? I would love to be pampered sometimes, but I feel like if I do that, then that money could go to something my kid can need. But you ever realize your kid always needs something? Even after you buy them something, they still always need something. And so then you're never going to have time for yourself. What, you're going to wait until they're 18? That's crazy. I don't believe God is wanting us to have that type of life, right? Every now and then is treating yourself. Be responsible with your money, right? Let the Lord lead you on that. But it's just seriously making time for yourself, whatever that looks like. You have to love on yourself and stop waiting for other people to do that. I know someone who will refuse to travel and to do anything fun because they can't go with the person that they want to go with. The person they want to go with does not want to go. They don't want to travel. They don't want to do anything. So what does that mean? They constantly miss out on life because they are expecting this person to be to them who they were to them. I hope that makes sense, right? But it's us, yes, valuing us and cherishing us. Like if someone doesn't buy you flowers, buy flowers for yourself and let it be from Abba. Okay, I tell you, it feels just as good. Like the more that you do it, the more comfortable it gets. I don't know, take yourself out to eat. Pay the extra money to get your hair done. Feel good about yourself, right? And if you don't have it like that, because sometimes we're in a season where we just don't have it. We're in a manna situation where God is literally just giving us just enough. Then improvise. But don't let it be an excuse why you don't love on yourself. What is it that you can do for yourself that's it within the house? Like, I don't know, buy some cupcakes just for you. Don't share with your kids. Let it be just for you. It's not you being greedy, but it's just you giving to yourself. If it's not cupcakes, I don't know, you could do the opposite. Go for a walk without your kids. Like there's something that you have to do for you. Even if you can't find a babysitter, I've been in a situation like that in Texas where I had absolutely no way to do anything alone, right? And it was overwhelming, but I had to figure things out. I told a woman this before, don't feel guilty for putting a tablet in your baby's face so you can have peace. Right? There were times when I gave my kids junk food or whatever so they can just sit and leave me alone for a little bit. Whatever it is that you have to do. And the reason why you're doing that is because no one else is going to help you. There are times when I told myself, and I think I did this a little too much, but I'm not cooking. I'm not cooking because mentally I was so worn out. That's how I gave back to myself. Fast food. It's just, those are just examples. It's whatever it is that works for you. As I'll be transparent, literally earlier this month, I took a day and look, my kids were home because I didn't have my husband's at work. Okay. And there was no day that I can do this for myself. So while the kids were here, I found time when my baby took a nap. I'm still helping my first grader with his homework. You guys, I had washed my hair, so my hair was wrapped in a towel. I poured myself a glass of wine, okay? I was doing my toes, okay? Had an AirPod in one of my ears listening to some worship. Like, I was in my own little world while helping my son with his homework, right? Just literally one glass of wine just to just relax, and it felt so good. I don't think I've had wine I did have a glass of wine around. When did I have it? I don't know. It's all spaced out. If you don't drink, whatever, get yourself a glass of apple cider. I've done grape juice before. It wasn't wine like that, but it was still like in the wine glass. It's feeling like you can create these moments for yourself. As much as I would love to go to a spa and then they hand me, you know, a mimosa or, you know, what is it that I drink? Why can't I'm drawing a blank? Moscato, like some Stella. Is that even real wine? To be honest, y'all, it tastes like soda. But it is what it is. Like, that's what I drink. Like, you know what I mean? One glass is not gonna hurt. Two glass, sometimes it takes me, you know, where I, you know, like I just know my limits. I'm gonna just do one glass. But anywho, the whole point is that I felt good to love on myself. I did my hair. What else? I put a little clay mask on my face. Like, I did it for myself. I like fixed my cuticles. Like, my nails look so nice now. I need to go over them again. But yeah, like, it's just do for you. Do for you. Get cute. I promise you, you're gonna feel so much better. But yes, in this time, I'm sorry, I veered off. But what I really wanted to tell you guys, what I planned on telling you guys was how this word came about was I'm in a season or in a place right now where I'm praying for myself. And yeah, God, like I said, God is doing the same thing that he's doing with you guys. But then in the midst of me praying, I'm praying for some, my kids. Again, I'm praying for I wasn't praying for my husband, but it was my kids specifically, because that's where I'm having, you know, a little friction, not too much, but that's where I was. And God, even then, God said, no, just pray for yourself. Like, you need to shower yourself with these prayers because they're so powerful. And God was like, I got it. Your sons, I got it. Okay, all this stuff that you're saying that you need, I got it. Right now, I just want you to pour into you. I just want you to love on you. And so it was literally him stopping me in my tracks like, oh, I do that a lot. I pray for myself so little, right? I love on myself so little. I do for myself so little. Even words that I listen to and books that I read and all this stuff is about helping other people, but I'm not reading enough to pour into me. You know what I mean? You can read the Bible and still feel satisfied, but are you reading the Bible to empower you, right? Like right now I'm reading Songs of Songs or Songs of Solomon, right? And it's God had to bring me back to this place to remind me of my worth and remind me how beautiful he sees me as, right? So I'm not looking for validation from my husband or any other man for that matter, but I'm satisfied because that, like, the word is God and he's literally speaking to me directly. When you read it, he's speaking directly to you and telling you how beautiful you are, right? Even you fellas, like, sometimes I don't really know how to minister from that point of view, but even if you were to read Songs of Songs or Songs of Solomon, it literally says young man, young woman. Like, well, I read the NLT version. From what I know, they break it down because it's a conversation between like the woman and the man. And so what I focus on is what the man is saying to the woman is what God is saying about me. So fellas, when you read it, what the woman is saying to the man, read the part what the woman is saying. That is what God is saying about you. God is highlighting how beautiful, like he's talking about features, right? He's talking about listening, like the way your voice sounds and your presence and just how masculine you are for men, right? How all these things that we need to hear, believe it when God says it. Now, another thing while I'm on the topic, if there's something about you that you don't like, ladies, you feel like, look, you don't like your tummy, right? You don't like how your boobs hanging. Your booty could be, you know, a little firmer. If you desire to be a little thicker or to lose weight, the opposite, whatever it is, okay, make the plan to do it. Make the choice to do it. Because if you don't plan, what was that? When you don't plan, you plan to fail. When you don't plan, you plan to fail. So meal prep is a thing. It seems like it's a lot of work, but it actually isn't. If you start ahead of time, and I'm talking to myself, sometimes I do it, sometimes I don't. If you need to increase your protein, like literally those types, it seems expensive when we think about it. Like, dang, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of money, but it's actually cheaper because when you eat things that's high in protein, you don't even need to eat that much. Right? You don't even need to eat that much. So if whatever it is that you feel like you need to do, gain or lose weight, man, you trying to get, you know, brolic, you trying to get swole, do what you got to do. If you cannot afford a gym, okay, people in prison, they make it work. Like I'm saying, there's always a way. You can drop down and do push-ups right now, right? You can do these things. You can go to a park. It is free. All I'm saying is we don't have an excuse for why we are not bettering ourselves or why we're not loving ourselves. So it's literally once you put that first step forward, you are going to feel great. I promise you, you're going to feel great. And what it should do is drive you to keep doing that. Right? So anyway, like I was saying, what was I saying? I just was veering off, but I hope it helped. It helped you guys. For me, it's just praying for myself more, doing like little things for myself more, making time. And if you're like me, my schedule is constantly changing and it's frustrating because I'm a planner. So what I do is I literally have to take it day by day. I literally have to take it day by day. Whatever it is that I have to do within that week, I just make a list, and whatever I have time to do, I'm gonna knock it out. I can no longer make plans for each day like I used to. With food, I guess it's a little easier with meal prep and stuff like that, rather than certain errands or workouts or things like that I want to do. Like I said, doing my nails, I had to do that on a day. I think it was a Sunday with my kids, you know, they're home. It's just, I had to figure out, okay, this is a good time to do it. Right. So I'm just saying, however it works for you, just do that. I feel like I'm repeating myself. Y'all feel me? But anyway, I hope this helped you guys. God is doing a thing for us. And I feel like when we get to this place where we love ourselves, we're going to be able to love other people, even those who don't love us, because we'll recognize what's missing and we won't take offense because they don't have what you need anyway. Like, you're already complete. So something like someone not wanting to give you that extra, right? Someone not wanting to do the right thing that's nice or that could help. Okay, that's not a loss to you. That's a loss to them because those are seeds they're planting for themselves. But with you, it's like, okay, you know, you good. You good. It's like, I think that's something God was teaching me anyway. It's like, God is our everything. Literally. And I've learned that he comes before my husband, before my children, before my family, all that. God comes first. And then it's me, right? It's loving me. Everybody else, everything else is extra. It's literally extra. So that's why it's a blessing, right? It's a blessing when your kids behave. They don't have to. They should. They should, but they have free will too. It's extra. It's a blessing when your husband can do nice things for you, or your wife does nice things for you, compliments you, or whatever it is that, I don't know, whatever, cooks for you, right? That's a blessing. It's extra. But it's us being in a place where we're already content with Abba, right? We're content. We have enough. We are satisfied. What's the word? I don't know. I'm not even going to try it. But it's the Lord who satisfies us, not people. Amen? All right. So that's it. I love you guys. You guys be blessed. I'll talk to you guys soon.